Crew 47 has been around for 5 or 6 years. We have an LP out. We play original music of the members of the band. And the goal behind Group 47 a number of years ago was to create an opportunity for me to play, me being a slightly crustier, older jazz musician, to get a chance to play with some of the amazing younger talent that is coming through the ranks in Twin Cities jazz. And so that's why I formed Group 47, and we've had quite a run. We've played the Twin Cities Jazz Festival previously. We've also played the Iowa City Jazz Festival, and like I mentioned, we have an LP out, and we're on at 10 p.m. Thursday night of the Jazz Festival at the Black Dog.
It would seem that this group, with all the original work, is constantly pushing back the envelope. What's a recorded work of yours that could really stand for the Group 47 sound?
So when we released our LP a few years ago, there's one track on this LP that we consider to be the single that would be released. And that's an absurd concept. I know that no one does that anymore, and especially not with jazz bands. But this is the single, a tune of mine called I Flower.
We're speaking with Steve Kenny about the Twin Cities Jazz Festival. The web address is twincitiesjazzfestival.com, and it's held from June 20th through the 22nd at many locations in town. It's not well known that there are members of the jazz community with multiple specialties, and one such doing many things is Laura Caviani.
Yes, Laura's been a key figure in the Twin Cities jazz community for decades. She's now a full-time professor at Carleton, teaching music, and she's accepted a position down there. And she continues to write jazz and perform jazz, and she's in a number of ensembles. And we were lucky to get her quartet with David Milne and Chris Bates and Jay Epstein on this festival. And again, that's Friday at the Black Dog during the Twin Cities Jazz Festival at 7 o'clock, Laura Caviani Quartet.
What would you say about Laura's performing?
Her playing is diverse. It ranges from melodic in ways that some of the younger players aren't able to get to her level of melodicism, but she also has a fiery nature about her playing. And this comes out both in her playing and composing. And with those sidemen that I mentioned, that should be quite a quartet performance.
Thank you.
Laura Caviani leads her quartet into the Black Dog during the Twin Cities Jazz Festival Friday, June 21st at 7 p.m. Pete Whitman leads a group at the Twin Cities Jazz Festival on Saturday night, and Mississippi is a group that Pete has poured lots of energy into for many years.
Yes, this group has released multiple recordings. They're on Shifting Paradigm Records. This is one of the better quartets I've heard, and I've booked them previously at the Jazz Festival, and they really brought the house down. And this year, in particular, they're featuring a new pianist. Kavyesh Kaviraj is an astounding young piano player who's just been, he's not going to be in town much longer. He's accepted an academic appointment out east. But for, in the time being, it's Pete Whitman, it's Kavyesh, it's Jeff Bailey on bass, and Kevin Washington on drums. And they are a fearsome foursome.
Local jazz fans, the Twin Cities Jazz Festival is a dream come true. 3 days of all kinds of jazz, held from June 20th through 22nd. It's a beautiful time of year. And although we're talking about the shows presented at the Black Dog in St. Paul, the festival is spread out over multiple venues. The web address is TwinCitiesJazzFestival.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.